1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs reacting to the state Supreme Court ruling yesterday that upholds a nearly total ban on all abortions.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The law from the 1860s would make providing an abortion punishable by up to 5 years in prison, the only exception to save the life of the mother. Donald Trump's longtime executive, Alan Weisselberg, will be sentenced today for lying under oath in Trump's civil fraud case. Opening statements begin today in Chad Daybell's trial. He is charged with killing his wife and his then-girlfriend's two youngest children in a case rooted in extremist religious beliefs. And the winningest basketball coach in NCAA history, Stanford women's coach Tara Vanderveer, announcing her retirement at the age of 70. This is ABC News. A key report on inflation, the Consumer Price Index, is due out this morning. Experts think it will show prices about 3.5% higher than last year. A new deal with the feds for a company recalling millions of sleep machines.
The Justice Department says Philips, which makes sleep apnea machines, including CPAPs, must overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems before it can resume production at U.S. facilities. The settlement also requires a company to hire independent experts to vet the changes. This is a big step forward toward resolving a recall of the 5 million machines because their internal foam can break down, causing users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. Customers had complained of issues including headaches, sinus infections, and pneumonia. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Consumer Reports says it's time to get Lunchables out of the National School Lunch Program. It says testing found elevated lead levels. The company behind Lunchables say they do meet food safety standards. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus / calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just
no, he just left a little while ago.
I asked, how high is the level of concern for Giannis?
That's a good question. High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film CEO Ann Reed and Elton John tribute artist Tom Cridland. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. And a beautiful morning out there. 45 degrees across the board. 46 in Oshkosh.
I think it's going to be like 63 today.
I just heard that forecast. Sounded fantastic. Yep. Love it. Didn't last night. We were even talking last night. It felt like spring.
It does. People walking around. We went on international restaurant tour. Is that what it was called? 8 restaurants. And we, 2 of them, we had to take a bus to, but the ones downtown here walking around that night, that was fun.
It was beautiful. Beautiful night last night in downtown Green Bay. Just perfect. It just had that feeling of spring.
Finally.
It wasn't, because even when it was nicer, like in February, you know, we had some, it was still winter.
Right.
But we had a nice day. Yeah. Now it felt like it turned.
It was a nice evening.
Yes.
8 o'clock at night.
Maybe the eclipse did it. Maybe that turned everything around.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Could be. Big story coming out of UW Green Bay today.
I don't know.
Press conference set up this morning. Kevin Borseth, the chancellor and athletic director, I believe it is. And everybody's assuming, of course, that Kevin's going to step down. Who knows? Maybe we're going to give Kevin a 10-year new contract. And he'd be like, man, what are you trying to get me out of here? But
I don't know, John. I mean, it would.
Well, Kevin's, I think, 70.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many coaches still want to put in that grind?
Well, I think, you know, we've gone to a lot of his games, and you know, I think what they say in the NFL all the time, better to leave a year early than a year late.
Absolutely.
And I think he could, I'm sure he's got another couple of years in him, but you know, you know him really well. He loves to hunt and fish, and there's gotta be so much stress with that, with his job right now.
There is. I mean, the time and the
pressure, the time. Yep. So I don't know. I mean, he has been so great for this community, but it'd be interesting, but I think 99% of the people are assuming that he's going to step down, but we don't know yet. What time is that thing?
I think 9. Todd?
Oh, we won't be on there.
I'll have to double check.
I think 9 o'clock. Yeah, so, we'll be right up here. But, we had a great time last night, the downtown food thing. Chance to sample some different. I loved the schnitzel.
But Hagemeister.
At Hagemeister.
Didn't you ask him? I don't know if that's a menu.
It's not. They made it special.
For that night.
Like German night type thing.
It's kind of weird.
Well, but, I mean, that's very cool that they do
something. It's very cool
they did
that. I just, if you want people to come back. I had that schnitzel.
Because Dom is huge into that. You know, I've been living in the Czech Republic. And I said, if you ever have this on your menu for one night, and he said, I'm sure we will. I said, please let me know.
Right.
We'll be back for that one. And then Delilah's was phenomenal, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Delilah's, I've always liked that place. And it's right next to Angelina's on Adams Street. And I don't know, was it higher end? It's just a really cool place to have breakfast and lunch. They're open from, 7 or something till 2? But we got there the event was from 5 till 8, and of course we come waltzing in at 8:15, and the guy's like, okay, well, thanks, you know, we just love your place. And he goes, no, sit down. And he went and made us something special.
It was great.
It was just awesome of him. He's coming on our show.
Yeah.
He owns, Toast, he owns Delilah's, and he owns, what is it? Fresh time. What is it called?
Fresh kind.
Yeah, fresh kind. Great, solid place.
So anyway, that he'll be coming out. We had a nice visit with him.
The most interesting thing of the night was, okay, so we get on the bus, the trolley. I'd never been in that trolley before. They're really cool.
Yeah.
It's cool looking type of, you know, and it was like 95 degrees in there. I mean, people were like, oh my God, it's so hot in here. I can't stand it. And so anyway, we're sitting at Hagemeister, and all of a sudden I see all these lights, like huge, big lights. And I look, there's the biggest tow truck I've ever seen towing the trolley down the street.
So it overheated inside and outside. Yeah.
But I've never seen a tow truck that big towing. I've never known a trolley car, you know, a bus basically could be towed, and it was being towed right down Washington Street. That was pretty incredible to see.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Boy, we got a big show today. A lot of people coming on. The first guest is going to be Andy Van Handel with Freedom Free Fall. And we'll talk more about this. It's an amazing organization for veterans that gets them out to skydive. And there's a method, there's a reason behind it. And I think I covered their first ones down in Omro years ago. And I remember then they had a couple of World War II veterans that were like 95.
Wow.
And they did it. They jumped tandem, but they... But, I mean, that's what everybody would want to do. But, yeah, but really cool. They really wanted me to go up, and I wanted to. And it just, I had.
Why not?
Uh-huh. You know what? My back at that point was really acting up. And that's one of the things. I literally called my doctor at home. And I said, hey, these guys want me to skydive here. What do you think? He's no, not with your hip. Not with your hip.
Nothing with your back.
Or, I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well,
that,
yeah, sure. I skydived.
He said, if you have either hip or back problems, mm-hmm. that's not a good thing to do.
Why? I mean, you don't, I did it. You just land. It's not that, no, that you just didn't want to do it. But that's all right.
Great with heights.
No. Did you ever?
What did I say I would never go up in?
Air balloon.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see recently the couple of crashes and both times the guys had drugs in their system?
Yeah, they did. You know, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Both times. Wow. Guys had high levels of drugs in their system. Yeah. The pilots. Yeah. Things that we'll never do in life.
Well, I
riding
don't know.
A hot air balloon.
Have him do a drug test before he takes you up there.
I don't trust him. I don't trust hot air balloons. They're beautiful to look at, and they're nice, I'm sure. You know, people do these things. Not me.
Well, we were in a hot air balloon, but it was Hobart did an event, and they were featuring hot air balloons. But
oh, I remember that.
Right.
We actually sent our intern up from the radio station. Hey, you want to get into radio?
Right.
First thing you got to do is
what you
gotta
do. Right.
Hot air balloon.
And matter of fact, Rich Heidel, who I don't
think. Yeah, good friend of mine.
Yeah, he's coming on my show. He's going to be on this Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we're going to talk about Hobart and what's going on out there. And they got it going on for what, 6,000 people? I mean,
they really got it going on.
They got it going on. And we're 107. And they, anyway. But I think that hot air balloon was tethered. I don't think we went up pretty high.
Oh, so they could pull it right down when they needed to?
Okay. I think it was. You know,
well, that has to be a long rope.
I was going to say it was a couple hundred feet, but it wasn't. Nah, we didn't go like Wizard of Oz where you fly around. We didn't do that, but maybe they did.
Because they can't really control them, right?
Well, of course they can.
No, they can't.
You know, they've got those toggles up there. Yeah,
okay,
they do.
Okay, well, if they take off and they say, hey, we're going to go. Okay, there's no guarantee you're going to land back where you took off from.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. You can't steer them.
Yes, you can. Well, maybe Rich will know. So they got like your parachute, right?
Okay.
Well, you never skydive because you chickened out. I did skydive. There's toggles, right?
I
got a radio. The guy's like
that by that remark, chickened out. It was a medical condition.
You're like, my back, and then my hip. And it's like,
I think Andy will actually, because he's actually in town, he's got some doctor's appointments, and he said it really affects your body.
Thank you.
So I think he may actually back him up on this.
In a positive way.
Is Andy coming in or on the phone?
He's coming in.
Awesome. Excellent.
That's going to be great.
Excellent.
Anyway, John, those experiences are very
safe.
But
I'm telling you, Jim, I don't think if you park your car here in this field, there's no guarantee, I believe, that they are going to say, okay, when we're done sightseeing, we'll get you right back to your car.
No, I think they can.
I don't think so. I think they have cars that follow them, and then wherever they land.
All right. We don't know what we're talking about, but I think.
I do.
What are those things run on? Helium? Is that what they, what's that? That air that comes out, that hot air?
I don't know. Propane?
Is that propane tanks they have in there?
I would think something like that, right?
Poor Todd. He comes in, and we're just bombarding him. Like, Todd,
come on.
Todd, hot air balloons. How do they work?
Everybody knows that. I think they can be steered much more. But look, when they have a thing down in, is it Albuquerque? Where they
have
that big
New Mexico.
Those things come right back to where they took off. I don't know. We'll talk to this guy. He knows.
Do we have anybody out there that's ever been on a hot air balloon?
Me.
Call us or text us. Somebody legit. Call us or text us. Please.
Andy's going to know. We're going to ask Andy. He must know a little bit about this.
Okay.
So we'll ask him. He's coming in, though. But what he does is he takes veterans and their, I think their families, too. It's pretty cool.
It's a great, great, great thing.
That'd be, and does he do that here? Anyway, we'll talk to him.
Well, it's in Madison now. It used to be, I know, in Amarillo. Might have been in Pulaski one year. If I'm not mistaken, I remember they had something out there I covered one time, but it's a cool thing. We'll let Andy tell the whole story because we'll get it wrong.
Pulaski has that. Is that called the drop zone?
I don't know if they still have it. Do they?
But that was skydiving. It was skydiving. It was skydiving. It wasn't hot air balloons. It was skydiving. And a weatherman from Green Bay got sick. He threw up. It's like,
I remember it, Justin.
Him.
No, Justin. He told the story one time at. He and I hosted a banquet together.
Okay, yes.
And I think I did the auction, and he did the emceeing.
Right.
And he told the story.
Okay.
Because he told it on the air. I think it was on APL at the time. He was doing weather, and he told the time about how he barfed as he was going down.
He did.
Yeah. Oh no, he told the whole story.
Okay, all right. I wasn't going to mention his name.
No.
It was Justin
Hambrick, right?
Hamburg? That was last name.
Yeah.
Steinbrück.
Yeah.
Hamburg. Hamburg.
And it was German. Sprecher Deutsch. Yes. But we got a lot of stuff going on today. Starting with Andy Van Handel.
Okay.
We got a guy coming in, small business spotlight, Pat Haney. We got Eric Nornberg, Green Bay Indoor Golf Summer Series, which is great. We got Michael Friedman coming to talk about short-term rentals, which is really something hot and heavy in this area now.
Just not that just because of, concerts
but
the draft is what, and there's some people who don't
that's the controversy amongst different communities now.
It is
because like a lot of people say, there's like even that neighborhood around Lambeau, they say that it's that used to be such a phenomenal area for just middle class kids and whatever, and now whenever something goes for sale, pretty much they're gobbled up by people that want to use them as rentals,
and you don't want to live next to an empty house.
A party house type thing or whatever.
It's a party house, but it's also empty.
Unless they invite you over for all the parties, then I'm down for it.
Entirely different spectrum, Todd. Yep. Entirely different.
Come on over, Todd.
Yeah. We got Mike Dempsey from Waterfest Oshkosh. I've been to that, Todd. I enjoy that.
38 years.
That's a cool event, man. It's a cool venue because it's outside.
Yep.
You're sitting kind of on the hillside type thing. It's cool. I like Waterfest a lot.
Bring your boat up out there and sit right on the river. It's crazy.
It's really cool.
We have a great,
lineup here.
Holy
cow.
Different things right now. That's why people
should listen. Todd.
Yeah, this is great, Todd.
The best. What are we doing without Todd?
And we're out drinking last night, and he's putting all this
together. I know.
Thank you, Todd. We'll take credit for it. But
I just wanted to say there's some great hot air balloon things coming up in Wisconsin. Seymour's got one for their Burger Fest.
That's the one I sent the intern out on. That's the intern.
There you go.
Okay. Let's see more.
They usually have one in Manitowoc every year as well. Oshkosh, I believe, is having one this year. So keep an eye open for that.
You know what? Let's put it down, etch it in stone right here. Jim is going up in a hot air balloon.
No, John, going up. We're going up.
Jim,
I'm going
to
watch.
Somebody's got to stay on the ground to,
I'm the navigator.
To give the autopsy? No.
Yeah, let's go southeast here. We got a breeze coming out of the northwest at 16 knots. Oh, roger that. Well, we got one guy here looking a little ill.
No, Johnny, I think
Who's that
would be fun.
They call him the mayor? I can't believe he's ever a mayor. He's crying up here.
John, that could be fun. We should do one. We should go up in an
envelope. You should.
All right.
Jeez.
This guy doesn't.
We were talking about you last
we
night.
We were.
Todd.
All right, we'll come back with
about the music. We'll talk about something like this music automatically pops up with what you're talking about. Well, there's some.
We
got to take a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, 6:20 in the morning. Beautiful morning out there, 45, 46, 45 across the board. Andy Van Handel is joining us. Freedom Free Fall, we've been talking about. And you know what? Now we got Andy. So whatever Andy says, can we accept as the truth, Jim?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's an authority.
Okay. Great.
Yep. The
And you and Andy go way back to the Ruck March days and everything?
Yes.
And Andy, great to have you here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for coming in
studio.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, it's a great event. And you just said that was your first one I covered in Amaro.
Yep. Yeah. Back in 2015.
That's how long ago it was?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This year's going to be our 10th year of the event.
Wow.
So tell the event. I mean,
how did it become? I know the story, but
so
you tell this. Yeah, you tell the story, please.
All right. So the whole story goes, years ago, I was jumping at Green Bay Skydivers. This would have been circa 2013, 2014. And I met a student skydiver of ours.
Wait, can I ask you, did you jump in the military?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
I was in the military from 95 to 2001. Got out in January of 2001, pre-9/11.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know
if you had experience in that before, and that's what made the interest, but so go ahead.
So, I met Charity, who we were just talking about.
Right.
And she had lost her fiancé to PTSD, suicide. He was a military veteran. She made a couple skydives and found out it was her therapy.
Yeah.
That was totally unintentional. Like, she was doing it to memorialize him. He was an airborne veteran. And her and I got to talk, and she said, I really want to help out these veterans. I think skydiving could be therapy. And we were just talking a little bit, and I thought it was all talk, to be completely honest. And as it went on, Green Bay Skydivers had actually closed in 2013, 2014. Cherry and I kept in touch. She got a hold of Will Koken and the 4th HUA group, now called HUA Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we just got to talking, and we got an event together in Amaro in 2015 where I honestly went out to the drop zone that day going, it's going to be hot and miserable.
It was really hot.
I
actually saw a picture. When I saw you were coming out, I went through my phone, and I found a picture of me, and I got my hat on backwards, and my T-shirt is soaked right through. And
yeah, it was so incredibly hot. I was driving out there that day, man. It's going to be miserable. I was the only instructor that day. There was 9 people I had to take up. Then when I got there, I realized, okay, these are 9 veterans from 6 different wars, ranging from World War II, 95-year-old World War II veteran, all the way up through Iraq and Afghanistan. And I went home with tears in my eyes, not so much because I was sore. I was tired. But I called Will Koken up, and in a few choice words that I won't say here, I said, dude, we're doing this every year.
Yeah.
And, of course, it takes a lot of money. And HUA is, and you know Will, John.
Of course,
and,
great friend of mine.
I'm telling you, Will is not an I can't type of guy.
No.
You tell him to do something, it'll happen.
Yeah.
And the following year in 2016, we had another event in Amaro where we put up, I believe, 16 or 17 that year.
Oh, wow.
And then Amaro, that drop zone closed because the owner's retired. Bill had 58 years in the sport.
Okay.
It was something crazy. So then I went down to the drop zone down by Madison at Seven Hills Skydivers, who I already knew these guys. The skydiving community is really small, really tight.
Yeah.
And I said to our club president, I said, Freedom Free Fall needs a home. I said, if it's not here, it's going to be someplace. He's like, let's do it here. So we did it there in conjunction in 2017 with our what they call a boogie. It's a big skydiving guy. We brought a bigger airplane in. I think 2017, 2018, and 2019, we had it there. And we probably put up 20 to 30 veterans at each year.
Wow. That
year. It was a bigger airplane,
yeah.
More instructors, more people. like you said, the skydiving community is incredible, and they get together for stuff like this. And I know for a fact that we've helped so many veterans through this.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then, I want to get Charity on here because I don't want to tell her story secondhand.
Right.
Because
right.
There's even more to it with what Absolutely. You. So there's a whole different when you hear this story, Jim. But again, I don't want to tell her story. I want her to explain it. You won't believe this story. How?
But Andy, what,
it's incredible, and what this has done for veterans.
Yeah.
I don't want to take Charity's story away, and I bet it's a great story. But Andy, like you say, it's therapeutic. Do they? Like, what's therapeutic about? Are you letting stuff go that was on your mind? Or are you seeing the world that you can control it? Or what's therapeutic
about?
Can
I just say one thing?
What?
Can I say one thing? Before that cord is pulled, if they had any thoughts about they want to end their life, they're thinking to themselves, pull the cord!
Yeah.
Aren't they? You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to say. I've been skydiving going to my 25th season now. Wow. And it's hard to explain what it's like.
It's a little deep. I'm not trying to sound, it's a little deeper than we're saying.
Yeah, okay.
It's very something.
One thing I've noticed so many years over the event with the event is in the military, there's camaraderie. There's a very tight camaraderie. It's the same thing in the skydiving world. I mean, I consider all my skydiving friends, family, and people that I've met 25 years ago in Central Illinois at an event for 1 week, I could go see him now and we're best friends again, you know? Yeah. And that's part of the reason that the Freedom Free Fall thing works so well. And in 2020, obviously with COVID and everything, we really didn't know what was going on with the event or anything else. Well, HUA decided to make the event bigger, and by bigger, not necessarily numbers, but they expanded the event to other drop zones, which is something that our buddy Will here had in his mind the whole time. And that year, actually, they got a hold of National HUA, and for a couple of years, it was at 6 or 8 different drop zones across the country.
Wow.
We've kind of scaled it back and just had it a Wisconsin event now, mostly because we can have an event for the veterans, not just they show up, they do their jump, and then they leave. And that's kind of, not to badmouth anybody, but that's kind of what they got from the other drop zones across the country. So it's actually us. You guys were asking about the drop zone in Pulaski. Good friends of mine. I don't know if you ever met Leon Kunish.
I don't know. Maybe.
Him and his wife reopened up the drop zone there in 2018 or 2019.
Okay.
It's now called Skydive Free Fall Adventure. They are a partner drop zone with the Freedom Free Fall event. Have been since 2020. So this year, we're actually, in the past couple of years, we've had one event both days, both drop zone, or one event at both drop zones in a single day. This year, with the 10th anniversary, we're talking about having a big airplane for a bit, and then at one drop zone, then I said, okay, well, it's 10th anniversary. Why don't we have two different days, two different drop zones? So July 13th, it's going to be in Madison. And July 20th, we're going to have it in Pulaski.
Oh, you are? Oh, fantastic. Oh, I'd love to be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on out.
Back me up. Were you listening on the way in at all to us?
Yeah, just out in the car, yep.
Okay. Back me up on this. Remember the day? And I'm like, hey, I want to jump. And you're like, well, you got to get medical clearance and stuff. And I call my doctor.
Nobody ever said
the doctor said, you got such a bad knee.
Just make that up.
You shouldn't be jumping. Remember that?
No.
Remember that?
I skydived, Johnny. They never said
Andy, remember that?
Clearance. They don't do
they
that.
They put me in a tough spot here.
Yeah, now.
Well, Andy had a lot going on. I mean, I can see why you wouldn't remember that. I'm like, God,
now you know how I feel every morning,
right,
Andy.
Right. Yeah.
Andy, he was 95-year-old veteran.
Do they require medical clearance to drop? The answer is no.
They recommend it.
Yeah.
Like at Seven Hills Skydivers, we have a 13-page waiver that says you have medical clearance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There you go. If it hadn't been for that, I'd have my wings. Right, Andy?
Right on.
Stick around, buddy. Andy Van Handel, Freedom Free Fall. There's a lot more I want to talk about with this and for veterans listening about what exactly this is, because you might not know about it, and it's a very cool thing.
And people to support this, too. We want to get
absolutely.
That.
No question about it. We'll be back with Andy Van Handel, Freedom Free Fall. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Good. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend, too.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, Path. Avian influenza. It's been in the news now for a couple weeks. But did you know Wisconsin, very different than any other state in how they monitor it? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. Details on how we're different next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This year, high path avian influenza isn't impacting just birds. Six states have found the strain of bird flu in dairy cows. Health officials say it's spreading through wild birds or their droppings. Now, Wisconsin livestock farmers and hobbyists are aware of potential risk through the state's use of premise identification. Required by law, this database is run by the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. Executive Director Julie Sweeney says this critical information helps prevent the spread of disease.
They utilize the information to be able to realize who to contact and share relevant information. So depending upon the type of disease that you might be talking about, the Department of Agriculture, the animal health team, can explain to say, you know, stay out of the northwest corner of the county where a farm has been identified with a positive test for HPAI or whichever disease it might be, to know that there's a level of risk for that virus traveling in that area of the state. They also might suggest additional biosecurity measures on your operation or your premises, as well as restrictive movement in that area.
Julie Sweeney, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. She says Wisconsin's unique in that it's the only state to have a separate entity from the government to manage the premise identification database. That's about confidentiality. You can find out more about the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium online, WIID.org.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege.
I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Don't miss a thing connected to Wisconsin agriculture. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and sign up there. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the Talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 6:34 on a Wednesday morning with Andy Van Handel from Freedom Free Fall, a very cool event. And we're just talking... The first year you did, was it 10 years, Andy? Or
15? Yeah, this will be the 10th year.
Okay, and you just showed me a beautiful picture of Christy Van Lannen, who's a tremendous friend of mine. All the respect in the world for her. I don't know how many tours she did in Iraq and Afghanistan and everything. But she's obviously very young. And you got a picture of her and one of the 95-year-old World War II veterans saluting each other. What a beautiful picture.
Yeah that was incredible. Every year, after it was right since the first year, since ever. When the veterans land, we pin them. We get some airborne wings with WHO's logo on the bottom. And so the second year of the event, we had the veterans from the first year come out just to cheer them on and maybe put the pins on. And when Ollie saluted Christy there, I think she was a little taken back by it. She saluted him right back, and somebody got a picture. And
that's unbelievable.
It's going to live forever.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. All these passed at, what, 99, you said?
99. I think it was in 2019. And little story with that, when he passed, the gal that worked at the McDonald's in Berlin messaged me, and she's like, Ollie, Andy, you have no idea how much that jump meant to Ollie. I'm like, well, what do you mean? She's like, he came into the McDonald's in Berlin every day till he died with his DVD, which we don't do, no DVDs anymore. I had to bring him my
What's
computer.
A DVD?
Yeah, exactly. And he played that video, was showing his video of his skydive. She's like, I jumped with Bad Andy. I'm like,
isn't that awesome?
That's so awesome. A little tear in my eye talking
Absolutely.
About it, man. It's, you know, to know that I have that impact, it's really become my calling in the sport of skydiving.
Beautiful.
You know?
How can veterans get involved? Is it closed for this year now? Or
No, we're actually still taking applications. Our goal is to take 20 veterans up at each drop zone, July 13th in Madison. Well, it's at Seven Hills Skydivers, about 20 minutes north of Madison, and then 20 at the drop zone over in Pulaski. You go to hua.wi.org/freedom-freefall, and they can register there. We're trying to get more applicants than we have veterans because we've had issues in the past with not having enough.
Okay.
So our goal is to do 40 total, take 40 up total, and change some more lives. So. Registration's open till May 15th, and by June 1st, we're going to make our selections.
Fantastic.
And this is no cost to them. This is something that you...
Correct. This is fully funded by the HUA group, and you can donate to them through their website as well. I can't say enough good things. John knows about HUA. They have their annual ruck march around Veterans Day, and last year they raised $210,000 or something like that. It's to fund the skydiving programs, the scuba programs. They got probably a dozen different programs that they do, all at no cost to the veteran. And with our Freedom Free Fall program, they get the tandem skydive with video, which my wife, Trisha, and I do all the video editing. So we have work after the event, which it's so rewarding seeing the smiles.
I bet.
And seeing the transformation from before they jump to when they land is just incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
You know, I think it's incredible. Just being close to somebody that's landing with their parachute, it's like this huge thing just floats out of the sky right down. It's cool. I love it. I really do. I wish I didn't have the physical issues, and I'd be up there doing it. But
no, you wouldn't. Okay, go ahead, Andy.
But anyway, you said, and people don't need experience. They don't have to worry about counting to five and pulling the cord. I mean, you guys really make this.
Right. Our group of tandem skydiving instructors, I'm one of them. We got two others at Seven Hills Skydivers. We're jumping out of our small airplanes this year, so which limits some of the capabilities. We can take people 95 years old. I took Oliver in 2015. Obviously, he didn't do the standard kneeling exit that we normally do out of those airplanes. We modify things a little bit. And a tandem skydiving instructor has a minimum of 500 skydives. And
how many do you have?
I've got just over 3,700 total.
Oh, my God. Wow. You've jumped off an airplane 3,700 times.
So our tandem instructors for this event are going to have a minimum of 700 because they're going to have a hand cam. Basically, they wear the GoPro camera right on their hand.
Right.
And you have to have a minimum of 200 tandem skydives to have that camera on your hand. So very experienced skydivers. And they don't give the tandem instructor rating away. That has to be earned through a 4-day course, and they put them through the ringer. And in the springtime, when jumpers haven't jumped in a while, they got to go through the currency requirements, similar to what pilots have to go through.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, again, John, were you listening to Andy? 95 years old, right? You took a guy?
Ollie,
Yeah, and you were, what, 50, and you chickened out because you said a potential bad back. But anyway,
Todd.
Hey, I wanted to talk about how safe
control
that is.
Control him.
No, but Andy, tell us how safe that is. That is a safe sport.
Safe being relative, yeah, absolutely it is. I'm also a safety and training advisor, so the United States Parachute Association goes through and people report the injuries and the fatalities, and we learn from other people's mistakes.
Right.
Last year in the United States, there was 10 fatalities, but there was millions of skydives that happened.
Yeah.
So it's statistically, it's safer than driving a car.
Well, it's also one of those things you were talking about one day, the tourism down in, or is it Dominican Republic or someplace? They were all horked off because United States travel thing put out an advisory about the crime. And that said, you know, don't walk in these streets after dark, yada, yada, yada. And oh, by the way, there have been some shark attacks. And so, you know what I'm saying? And they're all, it's like, right. Well, yeah, these things happen, but it's not. No. And then we found out somebody, I don't know if it was Todd that found it out, more people are killed by cows in the United States every year than shark attacks.
Well, last time you heard that on the news?
Exactly. I've often told people more people get injured or killed on snowmobiles in 3 months in the state of Wisconsin they do in the entire United States in the sport of skydiving.
I'm just gonna give Todd his 5 seconds of glory here.
What?
Before you get any ideas, John, ask him about the weight limit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wow. Funny, Todd. Thanks. Ha ha. I'm working on it, Todd.
So weight limit is kind of determined by the instructor.
Oh.
There's a total weight limit on the parachute system, the canopy, if you will. Me being a bigger guy myself,
I have
to take people at a smaller weight level.
Yeah. Sure.
We've got other instructors who are smaller. They can theoretically take somebody
that
bigger.
That was another reason I couldn't jump that day, because we weighed in. Remember? And we were like a pound over between you and me.
A couple other things.
Shut up, Todd. Pound over. Turn your mic up.
a couple other things about the event. One cool thing about the July 13th event in Madison.
Fit in a plane.
The July 13th event in Madison is going to be in conjunction with something that the United States Parachute Association, in cooperation with other parachute associations across the world, they're doing an event called World Skydiving Day. So what this is, it's they're trying to set a record for the total number of skydives that happen across the world. Cool thing about this, and this was complete coincidence because we had our date planned, they throw this world skydiving thing at us. Now all the veterans that jump July 13th are going to become part of a world record.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so I was really stoked when I found this. Going to be a little bit more work and then a couple days after the event reporting everything. But how cool is that these veterans can become part of a world record now?
That's fantastic. Yeah.
All right, so someone, if veterans are listening, but if, you know, a spouse or a son or daughter of a veteran saying, like, I think this would be good for my dad or I think this would be good for my uncle, how can they apply or just tell me how the process works.
Sure, they can absolutely apply through the website. And, you know, obviously we're going to go over the applications. I talked to Chris Vincent. He's the liaison from HUA that's helping out with the Pulaski event, and he's getting all the applications. He told me just the other day he's saving 4 slots in Pulaski for a few Gold Star mothers.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
So we're going to get those up. One of the Gold Star moms spoke at the Ruck March back in November.
Can I ask who?
Barbara.
Okay.
I don't know her last name. But yeah, I spoke with her and you know, Will, of course, being Will, is like, you're going to take her. I'm like, we can make that
awesome.
Happen.
Okay. So, we got to get Rose. You know Rose?
We're going to get Rose. Okay.
She was the mom of Ben Eninger, who's the Marine killed from here in Iraq, down the road. And we got to get Rose doing this.
She'll make the weight limit.
Got a thing here from Carrie said, the experience is amazing to watch. And that's the truth. We're with Andy Van Handel, Freedom Free Fall. It's an amazing event. They do 10-year anniversary coming up that they do for veterans, many of them battling post-traumatic stress and things like that. But even, I will say this, Andy, I mean, that whole experience by itself is unique and it's a tremendous experience. But you mentioned something early on that I just want to hit on a little bit more. When we talk about the camaraderie and the closeness of veterans. This is one of those things where you got a group of vets who don't know each other. By the end of that day, they're almost like best friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first
year.
It's
quite the bonding thing.
Yeah, you saw the first year, and that was one of the coolest things, seeing the 30-year-old Iraq, Afghanistan veterans chumming it up with the World War II veterans.
Exactly. You know, like,
there's an instant bond with veterans.
And there's such a respect. The young veteran has so much respect for the World War II veterans.
Yep.
The World War II veterans have so much respect for the Iraq-Afghanistan veterans.
Yes. And all of them will say, yeah, we're not heroes.
Absolutely. You know what they'll all it was the opposite of something that you'd think people would say. Every one of them says, well, they had it worse than we did. Yeah. And I mean, I'm talking to guys that were, you know, Normandy or whatever. It's like, yeah, but and I remember this one guy. I remember when the war started, Andy, and I was interviewing this one of the guys for my first book, and he said, this is gonna be terrible. I said, what do you mean? He says, if they have to fight in Baghdad and in the cities, it's gonna be terrible. I go, why do you say that? He fought in Aachen, which was the first German city the Americans went into, and it was all house to house fighting. And he said, there's nothing worse than house to house fighting. Nothing. Yeah, and crazy. That I didn't talk with Iraq and Vietnam or Iraq vets and stuff, the ones that were in Fallujah and places like that, they said the same thing. It's the worst because you never know where that shot's coming from.
Yeah. It's crazy, and I'm trying. I'm assuming you guys found my chats I created.
Yeah.
I spent about 4 hours. We've put up 200, my wife's got the exact count, 236 veterans we put up. Some of them have jumped two or three times throughout the event, which is totally awesome, you know. It means word's getting around, but I'm also trying to get a hold of some of the veterans that aren't on Facebook. So if they're hearing this, I don't know if you remember Bud. He was our Korean War veteran.
Absolutely, yep.
I actually spoke with Bud on Saturday this past weekend.
Wow.
Because he's not on Facebook. So I just did a little Google search, found his number, and
it was him. Awesome.
So I try and talk him into coming out to one or both of the events just to chum it up with everybody.
That'd be great.
I'm sure Bud's probably 91 or 92 now.
You have to be, just mathematically, when you think how long ago, you know what I mean?
It's, 10 years, man. It's just... You know, when we started this 10 years ago, like I said, driving out to the drop zone, I was like, it's just going to be another hot day of skydiving. Okay. Yeah. First world problems, right?
Yeah.
When I left the drop zone, I'm going, okay, this is my new push.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, all my skydiving friends for the next couple of years, like, Andy, you don't shut up about this. You know, it's going
to
become
big.
You come
to it one time, people.
You know, coincidentally, sorry, Jim. In 2017, the first year we had it down in Madison, we had our big plane. It cost a lot of money for our club to get the big plane in there. But the Freedom Freefall event helped fund that event. And so now all of a sudden our club members are like, oh, we got to keep doing this, you know. And I'm like, yes, Ed, see, we're nice. Good.
And yeah, I want to talk about the people who jump. That's, it's therapeutic. It's great for them. It's great to honor our veterans. But people come and just participate and watch, right? Like,
absolutely.
The families, you know, they should. That's a family event.
Oh, no question.
You know, that bring the kids out.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's a July 20th.
A skydivers like to party, but we tend to be on a little bit better behavior when there's families around. But
if you want to see
the veterans, I think that's a really cool event.
And if you want to see somebody that looks very proud, person that just made their first jump, and their family saw them come down out of the sky, and they're standing there is a pride in their eyes.
Yeah, like I said, after the event, within a couple weeks, we'll get a nice video to them. I was just working on the templates for the videos and try to put some stuff from the past years at the front of the videos. And it's just a really cool thing, you know, and I can't stress this enough. I know that this skydive has changed some of the veterans' lives. Some of them that I'm friends with still. Hearing stories a couple years later of a veteran we took, and after the event, it was the second year. Before he jumped, he was kind of like, whatever, but then he couldn't stop smiling. 6 hours later, he's like, I can't stop smiling, Andy.
Absolutely.
And then I find out a couple of years later, he was kind of headed down that dark path, but since that jump, he's got everything squared away, man.
Fantastic. Bless you for that. Yeah.
Organizations like yours are so important at a grassroots level. People have no idea.
Yeah,
right.
It's such a team effort with everybody, too.
Awesome. Well, Andy, listen, we're going to let you go here. Andy Van Handel, Freedom Freefall. Give us the dates again and one more time how they could register, veterans could register to jump.
All right. HOOA, WI.org.
HOOA is H-O-O-H.
No, A-H, right?
H-O-O-A-H.
Okay.
WI.org / freedom Dash Free Fall.
Right. Outstanding. Need all
and
the information.
July 20th in Pulaski?
July 13th in Madison, July 20th in Pulaski.
Okay. Phenomenal. Andy Van Handel, support thank you for group. Everything you do for
this
our veterans.
Awesome.
Thank you for
my
serving.
Pleasure. My
raising
pleasure.
Your right hand.
Thanks, Andy.
We're going to a quick break. Back right after this.
25 years old.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
That was awesome. Thanks for coming in again.
Fantastic.
What a great organization.
Yeah, and what did he say right as soon as we were off the air?
I was getting ready for our next customer.
What was it he said?
I was
Andy,
busy
what
too.
Was it?
No,
Andy,
Andy's
got to
go.
Got
to go. Thanks for coming in,
no,
Andy.
No, he's got another minute. He's good. Andy, what was it you said?
I just...
Hot air balloons do not have directional control, Jim. So sorry.
How many times have you jumped out of hot air balloons, Andy?
Four.
I think we'll take that as the authoritative decision. Todd, what do you think? We get the bell. Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Do a little research tonight.
Okay. All right. That was great. What an organization. And what a great thing to, you know how, and I'm sure you've been there a lot of times when they bring the veterans back from the Freedom.
Honor Flight, I meant.
That's a cool.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
But this is kind of cool. These guys drive up. I'm sure people, families are there. Class
I mean, it's a cool event. Even if you don't have anybody involved, there's something special about looking up there and you all of a sudden see this tiny little dot.
Right.
And it's like, what's that? And then all of a sudden the chute opens and it's just, it's phenomenal. Yeah. It's a really cool thing. I'd definitely love to be out there in Pulaski.
Yeah, July 20th. We'll have mine again. But yeah, that was great. Yeah. That'll be a fun event. And we can honor the veterans.
You want to know what was one of the scariest things I've ever been a part of, though? As far as like, I didn't do it, but as far as like.
What, driving over 60? Oh my
God. No, that's not it, Jim. Did a story one time on they were doing skydivers coming out into Lambeau.
Yes.
Okay. And we're up there with the camera. It's a tiny little plane, and we're shooting, and then the GoPros on them and everything. But it's like, Lambeau looked so little.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa! Yeah. And they have to be extremely careful of the wind.
Yeah.
Because the wind changes. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It changes so much.
Those guys were on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and they would land right there. It's amazing. Yeah. But you know, another thing I told you, I was watching that series that you said you had that series, you can't stop watching. I was watching Masters of the Sky.
Yep.
And it was, and you know, the main character's from Manitowoc in that, right?
Yes. You told
Which
me
is
that.
Crazy. And it's a true story. And he met his wife. She's a Manitowoc name and everything. But anyway, when they were, you know, they would get hit by flak and they'd be like, got to bail out. And boy, they would just go through that bomb bay and they're in German territory, enemy territory. And, you know, they didn't train. I talked to a guy. He says, when did you, because he had jumped. And I said, how many jumps did you have? He goes, well, one. I go, but in training, he goes, we didn't have any. He said, are you serious? He said, oh, yeah, they didn't have time. We basically just said, hey, here's what you do. And we jump off this little thing and count to five or whatever and pull. And that was it. So I said, your first jump you ever made was when your plane was on fire and you're over enemy territory. He goes, yep. And it's like, wow.
Right. I mean, how many people could just. Take do that mentally.
That's plus what I mean. Physically the whole thing. Yeah.
Ah. Man.
Yeah. Some of those veterans, man, they're. And again, I try to tell their stories, but I barely scratch the surface of everything that they've done and just pretty amazing
the
people.
The other thing I like about this event, I mean, I just think it's a cool event to go support. I mean, you know, to see that, to honor the veterans, but he really didn't get into it as much as he probably could have, but how therapeutic it is for the jumpers.
No question. No question. So. And again, but you know what the cool thing is with them? It's they're doing it together. They're
right.
I mean, you can go take a class and jump any weekend at those kind of places and do, you know, get your certificate of. But
well, John, a lot of us, you sound like that's nothing. I did that and you didn't. But anyway, go ahead. I want to hear the rest of your story.
So anyway, but they're doing it together again.
It is.
And you
six
know,
six different wars.
And it brings back six different wars, and it brings back that sense of teamwork, of doing something together.
Right.
That's what makes that special. It's guys that don't know each other coming together for that day, and there is a bond. It's like, once again, we're veterans doing something together to help veterans.
And they didn't know each other before. And
absolutely.
They best friends after.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, remember when we had that Jim O'Neill on, and they did that with canoeing?
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. He goes, I didn't know these people. And I think that's probably that same organization. He said they raise money and then they try to get veterans to do, you know, certain things. And
he was great, by the way, when we had him. We got to get him back.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Yeah. And he you know, that was that whole, remember that, Todd? They took four or six veterans, each in their own kayak or canoe, and they went down
to Mississippi.
All right, down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
So yeah.
That's just cool stuff because, I mean, you love to donate to that because you're honoring the veterans, but Jim came back and just was how therapeutic it was for
him. No question. It's a really cool event. A
couple tours, and so
we're gonna keep talking about that, about the Freedom Free Fall, how you can get involved if you'd like to, veterans. It's a great day. It really and truly is.
Yeah.
So, but 3,700 jumps, isn't that incredible? Oh my Lord, that's unbelievable.
Yes.
Wow.
And he.
So did you ever have the urge to do it again?
So I went with a bunch of college friends.
So you were in college at the time.
Mm-hmm. Freshman.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We just did it like for something to do.
Yeah.
You know how you're in school and it's like there's nothing going on this weekend.
Right.
Oh, let's go skydiving. And I had mentioned that one time that if you get, what was the deal? Was it 15 or 16 people, you got a discount.
Okay.
So if you went by yourself, it might be like $150. If you got 16 people, it was like $99
okay.
or something. So I put up a sign in the cafeteria. You want to get high, call room 312. That was the room I lived in.
Right.
And
that's that stuff you're growing outside Two Rivers, right?
No,
in Newton,
no,
was it? Town
no,
of New-
no,
or St.
No,
Nathan's?
No, that was like my
you had
little
that little
hook.
Acre where you're growing stuff?
Marketing, Johnny. Marketing.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking about something else you told me about when you were
going on in 312? I'm like, hey, look, man, we're getting a group together. Go skydiving. I'm in. So we got the people together. We drove down to Oshkosh. This guy, I don't know what this guy's training was. Ours was like, he says, you jump off this little platform. I mean, it's like maybe 6 feet. Jump off, and if it gets tangled in your other chute, you know, pull this and throw that thing away, and then you get up there. I don't know. I should have asked them how high they are. I think we were like 3,500 feet. So
okay,
but that's still it's high enough when you're up there. You look down.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Little farms and, but what freaked me out a little bit when they opened that door, it is windy up there.
Yeah.
Because you're fine.
Yeah.
And then one guy was
I
like,
see that where the guy, the people's cheeks are just like.
Right. And one guy goes, I'm not doing it.
Oh, no kidding.
He still had to pay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then it's like, you got to go and.
Well, there were guys.
It was very, very cool. I'm so glad I did that. And talking about it, what, 30 years later. So anyway.
There were guys in the war that I've talked to where somebody would freeze.
Right.
And they would just knock him right out of there.
Oh, they pushed him
they
out.
They pushed him out.
Do that here.
Because you got to be close to the drop zone for that. Because you know what I mean? Every second you're good. I mean, you got a plane going, 300 miles an hour or whatever. That's, you know. Yeah. And they said they had no sympathy. Or no, they just threw him out.
Did that guy didn't do that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, that's a good experience. I mean, he talked about the therapeutic for the veterans. But I don't know. When you're out there in Pulaski, you might want to sign up and take a class and jump. I mean, it's good. I think it's good for everybody.
Well, like I said, if I had two good hips,
right,
I would do
it.
I'm
sure that was it.
So what are we need to do something therapeutic, Jim.
We did a little of that last night.
Yeah, but eating and drinking, we got to do something else.
We got to do something better. I agree.
You know.
I agree. I
work
agree.
On that.
We
what
find
can
we, something.
People help us out. What
you know what?
Jim and I do that be therapeutic.
Yoga. Remember that one lady came
oh,
in?
Oh, I've been watching chair yoga.
Well, that chair yoga.
Watching it and doing it are two
right.
different
oh,
things.
Yeah, well, he watches skydiving. Pod. He watches diet
it's a
shows.
Start.
Just, I'm just saying, John.
But
watching,
you know what else?
It.
I have a quick thing in my Facebook. Did you see my Facebook? I've been watching all these. We're going to talk about this when we come back. All these videos on building these cabins out in the middle of the woods.
Oh,
with basically
yeah, I saw your post.
Just an axe and stuff. Oh, man, that's my dream. That is my dream. I'm going to do this.
What about the Italian house?
Just
you want to rehab?
I can do it in Italy. We're going to send a quick break back after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allmall, Wednesday noon till 2. Marco Massetti, president of the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame, and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
We got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.